Rocky View County, RVC, is confirming RVC Council has voted to terminate the employment of Sao Dorian Wanzura, following a special council meeting held on August 1. While no specific cause for the surprise termination was given, the county's news release on the decision hints that Wanzura had fallen out of favor with a majority of current RVC Council members. Council wishes to move on to an individual that has a different style of leadership to support council, residents, and the diversity of Rocky View County, the municipality stated in a statement posted on its website. In the same statement, the county confirmed it will be appointing Executive Director of Operations Byron Riemann as acting SAO until a permanent replacement for Wanzura can be chosen. This decision enables us to take the necessary time to thoughtfully chart our next recruitment for a permanent SAO while ensuring continuity under Mr. Riemann's capable management, said Reeve Crystal Kissel, who did not go into further details about what led to the decision to terminate Wanzura. Riemann is no stranger to the SAO role for RVC, having served in that capacity on an interim basis previously, prior to Wanzura's hiring. I extend my gratitude to Mr. Wanzura for his past contributions and am ready to assist council in this capacity, as acting SAO, confirmed Riemann in a statement released to the public. Wanzura became RVC's SAO in May 2022. Before his hiring, the designated engineer and operations professional held senior administrative positions with several municipalities in Saskatchewan and Alberta throughout his career, including Yorkton, Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, Regina, and Edmonton. He stepped down from his position with the City of Edmonton as a member of the municipality's senior leadership team in 2016 to become partner of his own consulting company, Ladder Up Consulting Limited, before being hired as SAO of Rocky View County. Wanzura was preceded in the SAO position by Riemann and the county's Executive Director of Corporate Services Kent Robinson, who both held the role on an interim basis after the departure of Al Hagen in the spring of 2021. The vote on August 1 was 4-3, with Counts Greg Bulk, Don Cockin, Crystal Kissel and Al Shule voting in favor of terminating Wanzura's contract with Counts Kevin Hansen, Samantha Wright, and Deputy Reeve Sunny Samra voted the other way. In her remarks prior to the vote, Wright conceded some of her colleagues might have legitimate concerns about Wanzura's performance, but she did not feel now was the time to make such a drastic change in the county's administrative leadership. I think we gave him a number of items to work on, and I think those are being worked on well, she said. Granted, there has been some issues with how slow things have moved, and we would like things to move more quickly, but that is all starting to come into fruition and we would come out far further ahead than doing this at this time. Deputy Reeve Samra felt his council colleagues who voted to remove Wanzura were being short-sighted in letting the SAO go after only holding the position for 1 year. What's the end goal? He asked. Where are we going with this? I believe it's a little short-sighted or premature. That's my understanding of this. I would also like to add that I don't think it's in the best interest of the county. We are halfway through our term already, and this decision is definitely not in the best interest of the county, from how I look at it. However, Samra and Wright's arguments failed to sway Bulk, Cockin, Kissel and Shule. Reached after the vote, Bulk, a veteran of bitter past council disputes over administrative leadership, confirmed the decision in this case was just business. We just felt as a council we wanted to go in a different direction and have a SAO that supports the direction of council, he said. With files from Masha Scheel, Rocky View Weekly.